Good day, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Bob Marone, and it's time for White Plains Hospital Health Talk. And today's guest, Nicole Tenner, certified personal trainer and wellness coach with White Plains Hospital. And today's topic, and it's so important in this time of COVID, home workouts. First and foremost, Nicole Tenner, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How
it's
are you, Bob?
It's a pleasure to meet you. Now, what is your sense of how well people are sticking to an exercise routine during this health pandemic? Are they going back to the gym, or have they found ways to adapt at home?
Right, Bob. So when the pandemic hit, we saw a variety of things happen. Personally, talking to friends, family, clients, it depends on the person and the situation. Some people were so used to the gym nature that when the pandemic hit, they were unable to keep up with their programs and kind of fell very much off track. Other ones already had their at-home equipment. They had everything available to them. They had programs written, or they knew people that could write them for them, and they stuck to it. Talking to clients, I've had people who have gone in the direction of losing 25, 30 pounds over the last 6 months, and I have other ones that have unfortunately gained in a sense.
Oh, yes.
It certainly happens. Now that gyms are open, I have heard a variety of people say they are back. Honestly, it comes down to if they're comfortable working out in a mask or not. That has turned a lot of people away from the gym environment and have opted to stay home or do outside workouts. So personally, I am not a fan of the mask workout. So I've adapted to the at-home outside workout. We were just talking about some sports, going back to my activities. So really depends on your personal preference.
Okay, let's be honest. It's often hard to motivate at home. The TV's right there, the recliner's there, the snacks are in the cupboard, the ice cream's in the fridge, and you're into a Netflix watch, into an addicted watch. How do I deal with this?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I've heard it all, and it certainly is there. The best thing you can do here is if you are going to opt to stay with the at-home workouts, designate an area in your home that is separate from all of that. Some of us live in small spaces, but I'm sure you have a little corner that you can squeeze yourself into. Go away from the TV, leave the computer behind. I know our musics are used for phone, but if you can, or phones are used for music, if you can leave that behind, leave it there. As many distractions as you can leave away from your workout area would be great. In that area, you want to have water available to you. You want to have space. I like to tell people you like to have sunlight. If it's the basement, unfortunately, you lose that. But somewhere that's bright and sunny and leads to motivation for you to do your workout. So, you know, leave the TV, leave the food, leave the snacks, leave the phone. Designate that area that's going to motivate you to get your workout done.
Let me pick on one thing there that you said. Let's say I am into one of those good Netflix series. And I'm on a treadmill. Not a bad idea to take the phone in that instance and watch Sherlock Holmes and...
Not at all. I absolutely agree.
Might keep me rooted there. No?
Yeah. No, absolutely. If you have a treadmill, or people have been investing in the Pelotons, the cycling bikes, the upright bikes that you can put in your house.
Oh, that's what that is, a Peloton.
Okay. Yeah, they have the treadmill and the bike. But if you want to go ahead and set up your tablet in front of you, honestly, I've seen it be successful for people because it keeps them on the treadmill for longer, actually. Because if not, we're sitting there thinking about everything else we can be doing in our world and going to do that as opposed to staying on the treadmill. So definitely a good idea.
Okay. Inquiring minds who are listening to us want to know, what does she do? What does Nicole Tenner do at home?
Absolutely. So I am a big fan of the outdoors. So when the pandemic hit, I obviously was not able to go to the gym. So I was going to state parks. I was doing some hiking. Now that we're allowed to, I'm back to my sport. So I play softball about 6 nights a week. I play flag football on Sundays. I play soccer on Saturday mornings. So anything I can do to be outside and interact with people.
What do you do with all your spare time?
I don't have any. I'm also a doctoral student.
Oh my goodness. I can see that.
Yeah.
Going back to the home workout a little bit, suppose I don't have any of that equipment and I don't hike. What if you don't have the equipment?
So absolutely, we actually all have the equipment. We have our bodies. So our exercises can very easily be done with our body weight. So whether you have, you know, a bench or a resistance band or whatnot, or if you don't, you have, you know, you can use your body weight to do squats, push-ups, you know, jumping jacks. There's a lot of things you can do in the absence of equipment.
Why are push-ups so damn hard?
They are, especially if you've ever experienced shoulder injuries or elbow injuries, wrist. Anyone who's new to a program or has no experience doing push-ups, I like to recommend a wall push-up for. So what you do for this is you're going to find a wall and you want it to be absent of any objects. You don't want it to be a corner. You want it to be a long, plain wall. And what you're going to do is set yourself up about arm's length away from the wall. So you're going to reach your arms out, make sure you can reach it. You don't want to be too far, too close, because it's not going to allow you to do the exercise properly. So arm's length apart, and you're going to set your feet up so that they're shoulder width apart. So just look down at your feet, look at your shoulders. Some people have a mirror around that they can look at, but, you know, feet shoulder width apart. You're going to take your palms and you're going to put them flat against the wall. Yep. Just like that.
I'll put my hands up, folks.
And you're going to keep your feet firmly planted on the floor. Make sure everything's right. And you're going to slowly bend your elbows and bring yourself towards the wall. And what I like to tell people to do is get as close as possible, whether it's your chest, your chin, or your nose. You're going to try to touch one of them to the wall. Usually it's about a 3-second decline. So count to yourself one, two, three.
When you say decline, what does that mean?
So as you're lowering yourself towards the wall.
Okay.
Counting to three, you're down from three. Touch and then come back up. Mm-hmm. And then you finish the exercise once you're back, arms are straight, and you're standing there, and then you do it again. And
how many sets? How many reps?
Depends on what your goal is. If you're following an exercise plan that you find online or something, it might give it to you. But usually, if you're just average, I give people 3 sets, maybe 12 to 15 reps.
Okay. Can I graduate to on the floor with my knees and then on my toes?
Absolutely.
And then to total exhaustion?
Absolutely.
Can I make those?
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely recommend trying the hardest first if you can. And if not, that's a remodify. So if you're someone who has done push-ups and you feel okay doing it, go ahead.
I'm going to the wall. Okay. another example of an effective exercise.
Yep, another one. So I'd mentioned squats. So I tried to give one upper body, one lower body. Squats are usually the go-to for the lower body. So again, you're going to set yourself up, nothing around you. If you're new, again, to the squat, so this is a modification, I recommend having a chair or a box or something that you can touch down to and then come back up. It'll allow you to sit at a 90-degree angle. It'll allow you to know that you've hit your touch point, and then to go back to standing position. So what you're going to do, feet shoulder width apart again, you're going to point your toes slightly outward this time. You're going to inhale. You're going to make sure your hips are back, and it's called a hip hinge. So to start this position, you're going to be standing upright, have the chair behind you. You're going to hinge your hips backwards. It's important to watch your knees. You don't want your knees to go in front of your toes. That's where we start to cause injury if we're doing it incorrectly.
You don't want them to get in front of your toes. We emphasize that for folks.
Yes. We do not want your knees in front of your toes. We want to aim for as much of a 90-degree angle with our knees as possible when we're going down to our touch point. Your thighs are going to be parallel to the floor as much as possible. Again, trying to achieve that 90-degree angle. You're going to touch your chair and come back up. Now, if you are new to this position, it is okay to sit yourself into the chair, reset, and then lift yourself out of the chair.
Okay. Back to the squats.
Let's go.
I've seen some folks trying to do a squat, and they may even be in otherwise terrific shape. But there's a point when they're lowering themselves down where all of a sudden they lose a little bit of control.
Mm-hmm.
What muscle do they need to do that?
You want to tighten your core. Every exercise I ever tell someone to do, same thing with a wall push-up, tighten your...
How do you tighten the core?
Just engage. You're going to feel yourself bring your belly button back to your spine, tighten everything up. Yep. And you're going to feel that. You're going to feel your whole body align. You're going to feel your spine straighten out. Yep. Yeah,
because that's important. All of a sudden you're doing a squat and then you're in free fall before you get... Okay.
Absolutely.
So it's a core issue.
Exactly.
All right. One more question. There are many... Oh, no. I would like first to know I don't have a lot of money, let's say, and I need an inexpensive device. What can I buy? What do you recommend?
My best recommendation is resistance bands. They have a lot of flexibility to them. There's a lot of different exercises that you can do with them, and they come in different resistance. So from easy to medium to hard, depending on what your goal is. But definitely go out. You can buy them at any sporting goods stores. My favorite, Amazon. Go on. They'll be here in a day. Resistance band. The way
Excellent.
You go.
Nicole Tenner, certified personal trainer and wellness coach. I want to thank you for coming in today. She's the certified personal trainer and wellness coach here at White Plains Hospital. Our topic has been home workouts. You've been listening to White Plains Hospital Health Talk Podcast. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Bob.